Sagt der Mishnah weiter, sagt das Bava Basra, Perik Vav, Mishnah Ches. Hamoicher Mokaim Lechaveroi. Someone sells a place, land, to a friend, Lasis Lekever, to make a caver over there, for someone to be buried over there. V'chein HaMakabel Mechaveroi, or someone accepts like a contract, Lasis Lekever, to build a place, to dig out a caver. Zakta Mishnah. Now, first, let's be magdim. Then, in the times of the Mishnah, they used to make kvarim in like a drawer or a shelf that was dug out inside a cave. So, in a place that was like a beis hachayim, in the times of the Mishnah, they would walk into, let's say, the opening of a cave. From the outside, you walked into the opening of the cave. And then, on each side, there were like these drawers or rectangular shapes where they would bury people. So the Shaila is, this person took upon himself to build such a place. What does he have to build? Zakta Mishnah, Oysa Toicha Shalmaira. First of all, he has to make like an opening area, like a hallway, when you come into the cave. And that has to be Arba Amais Al Shesh, 4 by 6 Amais. The Batanura explains 4 Amais wide and 6 Amais long. Okay, so imagine you walk into a cave, there's an opening like a hallway. And where are the caves? Where are like these drawers? So, if you imagine walking straight into the cave, into this opening, this area that is wide 4 and long 6, if you look to your right, there are going to be 3, such like we're calling it drawers, like a sleeve, shelf, 3 to the right, where a mace would be put into, 3 to the left, and 2 in front of you, a total of 8. Upaseach l'toicha, and he must open, that means to dig out. It's not so easy, he has to dig out of the rock. Shmoina kuchen. Kuch is the place that's set in, this like shelf, to bury the mason. Into this, they place the mace. And as explained, now imagine again, we're walking into the cave. We're in the area over here, the hallway area. Shloisha mikano, shloisha mikano. If I turn to my right, there are 3 over there. 3 of these openings to bury a mace, ushloisha mekan. If I turn to my left, there are 3 openings to bury a mace, ushnayim mekanegdan, and 2 straight ahead of me. The kuchen, and each of these kvarim, each of these like shelves that we dig out of the wall, are orkan aba amois, long 4 amois, viruman, and their height, shiva. 7 tefachim. Okay, an am is about 2 feet. A tefach is the width of your fist, about 6 inches. V'rachman shisha, and the width, 6 tefachim. Now, if you're going to do the math over here, says the Batanura. So the hallway is 4 amis by 6 amis. So if I turn to my right, it's long 6 amis. If I turn to my left, it's long 6 amis. The shelves that are dug out over here, the kuchen for the mace, are 6 tefachim wide. You're going to have, says the Batanura, 1.5 amois between each shelf for the mace. In the wall that's in front of me, which is 4 amois wide, I have 2 such shelves. Each one is 6 tefachim wide. That means there are going to be 2 amois in between them. Rabbi Shimon says, Oysa toicha shel mara, this hallway is actually 6 amois al shmoina. It's 6 by 8 amois. The Tanakhama said 4 amis in the width, 6 amis in the length. Reb Shimon says, no, it's 6 amis in the width and 12 amis in the length. So you have a much bigger hallway when you walk in. So obviously there's going to be many more places for an opening. So Upaseach L'toicha, he has to open up Shloisha Asar Kuch. Not 8 of these shelves to put in the coffin, but rather 13. Arba mikan, the arba mikan. When you walk in and you turn to the right, there are 4, and you turn to the left, there are 4. Ushloisha mikanegdan. And the wall opposite you, which is the back wall of this hallway, there would be 3. Wait a second. I don't understand something. 4 to my right, 4 to my left, that's 8. 3 in front of me, that's 9, 10, 11. But Rav Shimon says that he has to do 13. Where are the other 2? Zakta Mishnah. The Echad Miyamin HaPesach, 1 to the right, coming in through the doorway. The Echad Min HaSmol, And what this means is, try to imagine I'm walking into this hallway. There are four kuchim to my right, four kuchim to the left. Again, kuch are these shelves. Three straight ahead. But at the corner, when I walk in and I'm staring at the wall, if I look diagonally to my right and to my left at the two corners, there are another two over there that he has to dig crooked on a slant. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Va'oisa chotza pi amar. He also has to make a courtyard that opens up into these caves. And that courtyard is shesh al shesh, 6x6 amos. Kimaloi hamita v'kavreah. So there's enough room for the mita, that's the bed that the mace is carried on, and those who are burying the mace to be able to stand. Upaseach le'toicha shtei ma'arais. This is like a hallway to the hallway, a courtyard. It's open, it's not dug in. But in this courtyard, you have to dig two caves. And the cave has within it the hallway and the kuchen. So you have to dig out these two caves, achas mikan v'achas mikan. One on one side of the courtyard and one on the other side of the courtyard. You try to imagine like this. It's a little bit hard without a picture. There's a courtyard, 6x6. Behind me and in front of me, there's an entrance into a cave. If I walk into the cave, there's a hallway in front of me and behind me. Each one is 4x6. And to my right and left, inside these little hallways, I have the kuchim, as explained, and ahead of me. Now, if I walk back out into the courtyard, so I said, in front of me, I enter into this myra, the hallway of the kuchim. Behind me, I enter into a myra, the hallway into the kuchim. What about standing in the courtyard? If I look to my sides, no, that we leave open for the people coming to the Levaya to be able to come and leave. Reb Shimon says, Arba la'abari chesel. No. You have the courtyard, which is 6x6, and there are four myrois. If you're standing in the courtyard, straight, behind you, to your right, and to your left, there's a myra. There's a cave. And in each cave, there's a hallway, and out of the hallway come the kuchim, the shelves. Reb Shimon says, Arba la'arba rechisel. He must make four caves, one on each side of this main chatzar. How are they going to get there? Apparently, they're going to have to maneuver themselves over the caves to get there. Because Reb Shimon isn't leaving any area to get to the chatzar. It's surrounded by the mires. And Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, No. Hakol lefi asela. It all depends on this kind of stone on the ground over here. If it's like hard and rocky, makes it very hard to dig. So you can make just two small caves, 4x6 amis each. But if it's soft and it's easy to dig, then he has to make four large ones. Okay, chazing over our Mishnah. Someone sells a place to make a cave. We want to know how big that place has to be. If someone takes the job of building for him, what does he have to build? So coming into the cave, there has to be like a hallway of 4x6 amis. And according to the Tanakhama, 8 actual shelves to put the coffin in. 3 to the right, 3 to the left, and 2 in front of you. Each of the shelves themselves, they're long 4 amos. Their height is 7 tefachim. A tefach is the width of a fist. And their width is 6 tefachim. Reb Shimon says, this hallway when you walk into the cave is 6x8 amos. And there are actually 13 shelves to put in a kuch for the coffin to go into. So if you walk into the hallway, according to Reb Shimon, there are 4 to your right, 4 to your left, 3 in front of you. And if you look to the corners, to the right, to the left, another 2 built in diagonally. Furthermore, before you even walk into the hallway, there has to be a chatzar, like a courtyard. That has to be 6x6 amos, enough room for the coffin and those who are burying it to stand. And according to the Tanakhama, if you're in this courtyard, there has to be 1 myra in front of you, 1 cave, which is the hallway and the kuchen in front of you, and 1 cave, which is the hallway and the kuchen behind you. The 2 sides are left open so the people can get to the Levaya. According to Reb Shimon, no, there has to be a courtyard, and each side has a myra, all 4 sides. Reb Shimon Gamil says, it depends on how hard it is. If it's hard and rocky, and it's difficult to dig, then there are 2 caves. If it's easier to dig, then Enochanami, there are 4.